The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the days were completed for their purification, according to the law of Moses, Mary and Joseph took Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, just as it is written in the law of the Lord. Every male that opens the womb shall be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer the sacrifice of a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons, in accordance with the dictate in the law of the Lord. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, awaiting the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Christ of the Lord. He came in the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to perform the custom of the law in regard to him, he took him into his arms and blessed God, saying, "Now, Master, you may let your servant go in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you've prepared in the sight of all the peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and glory for your people, Israel." The child's father and mother were amazed at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be contradicted, and you yourself a sword will pierce, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." There was also a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived 7 years with her husband after her marriage, and then as a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshiped night and day with fasting and prayer. And coming forward at that very time, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were awaiting the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had fulfilled all the prescriptions of the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. The Gospel of the Lord. Such a great and unique opportunity we have this Sunday, that normally February 2nd falls on just the middle of the week, that we still bless the candles and we celebrate the presentation of the Lord, but oftentimes, as Catholics, we don't really experience that. We don't see what it's like for Jesus to come into the temple, for Simeon to rejoice that God has fulfilled his promise, to see how Jesus was meant to be a light to all people, a light to bring Israel out of their darkness, but also a light to the Gentiles, a light to all the nations, that they can come to know God's goodness. And we hear in the prayer that Simeon offers as he encounters the Christ child, the joy and hope that comes from this light of Christ. That there's something that he has hoped for, that he knew that he would get to encounter the Messiah, the anointed of the Lord. But he had waited for probably years, coming to the temple, eagerly looking and searching for the presence of God. You can imagine some days maybe being discouraged by the lack of piety or the lack of general kindness and charity that often human beings show to each other. Other times he was probably edified and encouraged by the ways that God was present even before Jesus showed up. But then in this singular moment, with this small child is brought to the temple, he rejoices that God again has returned to the place that he dwelt. Because in the first reading we had from the prophet Malachi, God's glory cloud, the Shekinah, had disappeared from the temple. Kind of as a punishment for the unfaithfulness of the people, God had abandoned the temple. And so they offered their sacrifice, but there was a sense that God wasn't there anymore. But in this moment, he returns to the place where we can encounter him. That he returns to the temple and he returns to earth so that we can be close to him. I think Simeon wants to show us that hope that we are called to have in the light of Christ. That's the kind of hope that he wants to offer to Mary and Joseph as they bring the child to him. Hope reminds me of a reading from the Book of Lamentations that is actually my favorite reading for funeral masses. But the reading begins very sadly, acknowledging the reality of death, of the loss and grief that we feel when a loved one is no longer with us here on earth. But then even in the Old Testament, the author of the Lamentations said, "But this is my reason for hope, that the grace and mercy of God is not exhausted, but instead each morning his mercy is renewed for us. So good is his love for us." And in Lamentations, he realizes that even in our sufferings and in our challenges in the darkness of the world, God's light doesn't stop showing up. But instead, he comes in different ways, renewing his goodness and love to us always. Brothers and sisters, I think that's the kind of light that Christ wants to bring us today as we celebrate the presentation of the Lord. Know that he comes to us before he can fix all of our problems, right? There's just this small child in front of Simeon that he's rejoicing in. The child Jesus can't do anything for Simeon at that moment, but he still rejoices to be able to go in peace, to know that God is working in the world, that this salvation saving us from darkness and sin is happening. Maybe not understanding exactly how or when it will happen, but knowing that God sees what Simeon and everyone else needs, and that God will give us exactly what we need. I think that's what Pope Francis wants to encourage us to do this year in the Jubilee Year of Hope. That he's calling us as Christians, as followers of Christ, to bear that light of Christ into the world. To be little ways that the world can see that God hasn't stopped showing up. That he continues to come to us and to bring us peace, like he brought to Simeon. But if you listen closely, this interaction between Simeon and Joseph and Mary isn't all sunshine and rainbows. That as Simeon continues, he gives kind of a foreboding prophecy for this child. He tells Mary and Joseph that this child is destined for great things, but the fall and rise of many. And then he looks at Mary and says, "And you yourself a sword will pierce." Prefiguring the great sorrow that she would experience throughout her life, especially at the foot of the cross, but probably throughout her life as well. Why would Simeon say this? Why couldn't he just keep it full of hope and goodness of saying, well, God has showed up. He's returned to the temple. There's reason to rejoice in this light that comes to us in Christ. I don't think for Simeon he's wanting to pour some cold water on the party. I don't think he's trying to ruin the day for Mary and Joseph. Instead, he wants to say, even when that sorrow happens, even when you encounter those sufferings and those trials, know that that doesn't mean that the light of Christ stops showing up. Know that that does not mean that the darkness has overcome the light. For I can imagine in his own experience, Simeon probably had days that he felt like that. That it would have been easier to stop coming to the temple to just assume, you know what, I thought that I was going to get to see this thing. I thought the Holy Spirit spoke to me. Actually, he didn't. Let's just go back and do what we were doing before. But I think Simeon saw that there was a goodness in continuing to seek out the Lord, to have that faith that God would fulfill what he promised. And so he wants Mary and Joseph to have that same faith, but he also wants them to have that gift of hope, to know that it's not just about when they're up or down, that's when God is with them. That actually often in those moments that seem the darkest to us, those moments of great suffering and trial, are actually when God can show his goodness and the light of his love in the most profound ways. I think that's the hope that he gave Mary and Joseph, to know that in their sufferings and in their trials, God would still be with them. Our job was simply to look for that light of Christ. Brothers and sisters, let us pray that we can do the same thing. That in the midst of our sufferings and trials, that be physical pain or illness, emotional struggles or challenges, just the changes that we encounter from day to day or year to year, that in the midst of all those changing things, we can see that there is moments that seem darker and seem bleaker, times that seem harder to find God or to wonder what he's wanting us to do. But that like Simeon, we can have that faith and hope, trusting that God's light hasn't gone out, that he hasn't stopped showing up or showing us the goodness of his love, but instead to trust that he too will come to us, sometimes in surprising ways or in times that we didn't expect, but to always believe that he does see us and know what we need. Let us pray today, brothers and sisters, that we can not only receive that light of Christ, but also we can be little light bearers. That from the gift we received at baptism, we can take that lit candle and bring it to those in the world around us. We can bring it to those who need the light of Christ, that need a little bit of that joy and hope to know that they have not been forgotten. We too can feel that peace, knowing that God has come to us, not just to fix us or to get rid of our sins, but to be that light to the nations, to be that light that we can bear in the world, a light that shows God's goodness for us now and leads us to an eternal encounter with him in heaven.